Now, the amazing thing here is that this fellow is willing to do this. And what happens? Then said he to another, "And how much owest thou?" And he said, 100 measures of wheat. Take thy bill, write 80. I've been over that. Now let me read verse 8. And the Lord commended the unjust steward because he had done wisely. For the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. Now this is misunderstood. This is a shocking statement. Who made it? Well, this man that's the rich man. I guess the way he got rich was using the same kind of principles. And what he says, he's done wisely. Wisely how? According to the principles of the world. And this is the world that hates Christ. It makes its own rules. It's the law of the asphalt jungle. It's dog eat dog. And this certain rich man, I think obviously he was a crook. And the worldly lord, he commended his worldly steward for his worldly wisdom according to his worldly dealings. But men are not measured by how they got their money today, but by what they have. My, that man's a millionaire. They never stop and ask how he got it. And our Lord says here, and notice this, for this is very important to see here, in their generation. Notice that. The Lord commended the unjust steward because he had done wisely. Now, the Lord's comment on that, for the children of this world are in their generation, according to their principle, they're wiser than the children of light. But I say unto you, make to yourselves friends of the mammon of unrighteousness. And that's the most shocking and startling statement of all. And it's the relationship of the believer to the mammon of unrighteousness. What's that? Riches? Money? Money's not evil in itself. It's the love of money that's the root of all evil, not money. Money is what you would call amoral or unmoral. Money can be spiritual. Our Lord said, gather for yourselves treasure in heaven. We're to make friends of the mammon of unrighteousness, that when ye fail, that is, when you come to the end of the life, they may receive you into everlasting habitations. That is what you do with your money. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much, and he that is unjust in the least is unjust in much.